Brian Bjor, administrator for the City of Kemmer, joining us live over the phone this morning. Hey, Brian, how are you today?
Doing great. Enjoying the winter wonderland we're in right now.
Yes, yes, the winter wonderland. That's what we have to keep telling ourselves, right?
Yes.
Keep telling ourselves that. No, we appreciate the time once a month to have a chance to talk with you and get an update from what's been going on and what's the latest from the City of Kemmer.
Well, we have a lot of things going on. I actually just got back from a Western States coal conference in Moab, Utah, where we met with others. It was actually sponsored by the Utah Governor's Office of Energy, as well as the Department of Energy from the United States and the United States Energy Association, trying to get people together to talk about some of the strategies that we have for coal-fired power plants and for coal, and some opportunities that are out there if we and some successes actually that have already occurred and they're in the works. So we're optimistic that we can have Kemmer in a good spot if we keep working at this and trying to do what we can to use technology to improve the ability to get a good return on investment as well in creating clean coal technology and affordable power for everybody.
You know, Brian, I'm sure you're aware of the announcement made by the Wyoming Governor's Office about the coal recapture carbon recapture studies that the Naughton Power Plant will be involved in. Did this announcement come from this meeting in Moab? Was this part of it? Was the governor's office involved with this, or is this kind of something a little bit separate?
Yeah, part of Rennie from the governor's office, his policy advisor, was at the conference and spoke, but he didn't announce it then. It wasn't actually announced until after the conference, but we were very encouraged to hear about the governor's commitment to do some additional research and study some ways to improve carbon capture, utilization, and storage. Basically, though, the research is already there and it's already in motion. And there's already power plants that are using it and doing so successfully. One example is the Petronova plant in Houston, Texas, where they actually capture that carbon and are able to sell it on the market and also help the environment. So the technology is already there. Further investment is good. But, you know, I think what we're looking for is more and more research and economies of scale to make it even more affordable and doable. And I think we can use the Naughton plan as a good place to do something like that. So.
By the way, our listeners can find more information on the governor's announcement at svinews.com. It's linked to the Spur Facebook page. So do you see the carbon capture right now as maybe the best option for Naughton Power Plant moving forward in order to stay in operation with coal?
Now, that's a really good question. I think it's probably the best option. I think it tends to be a little bit more, you know, in our state so far, I know we've got companies like Glenrock Energy that are promoting it, and potentially I think with the Dave Johnson plants over there. I think the challenge is trying to find where to do it. You know, one potential thing we could do here in the Naughton plants is we could potentially export the CO2 that came off of the plants to the Exxon plant, the Shute Creek plant out there for. You know, that's one avenue we're exploring. Another option is to put it in the storage in the ground. I guess you can get CO2 credits and put it actually in storage and do it that way. That might be a little bit more affordable. But another option that we still need to keep open in our minds is, in which they brought up at the conference, is coal gasification, which is basically turning the coal as well into other products and items like it could be turned into diesel fuel, it could be turned into syngas. That's another option I think we need to take a look at. Obviously, what we're trying to do is find investors who are willing to use this new technology, proven technology, it's not new, but to help us further the life of our power plants. So,
again, we are with Brian Muir, City Administrator with the City of Kemmer. Brian, anything else about the Conference of Moab or with the power plants you wanted to mention today?
Yeah, and just to let you know kind of where things are at, there are people who are investing in this kind of technology. The City of Farmington, New Mexico, just basically had an announcement at that conference that someone is going to put in about $1 billion, a little bit more than $1 billion, and to help in the City of Farmington to help convert their power plant, coal-fired power plant, into carbon capture kind of a facility. So there's investors out there. That's what we're looking for. And, you know, I think things can move along. We just got to find the right partners. So.
Excellent. Brian Muir with the City of Kemmer joining us this morning. Anything else happening in Kemmer you wanted to mention this morning, Brian?
Well, I think another thing that might be interesting for you to know is that the Wyoming, I got back from the Wyoming Public Service Commission meeting as well, where they had our last, what we call, technical conference. But the most interesting thing that's happened to the Public Service Commission is that they are actually challenging Rocky Mountain Power's IRP and getting an independent evaluation of how accurate it was. I think there's some real questions about battery power and its viability. There's some real questions about the intermittent variability of wind and solar, and some of the, you know, I think those wind and solar play a role, but I don't think, you know, necessarily that they play the role that Rocky Mountain thinks they should play. And I think they're taking some real risks and some, I would call it experimentation, with us. And I think ultimately, based on the research, some of the research I've done, it's ultimately going to mean higher prices if we continue down this path for consumers and for businesses to buy the power. I think coal-fired clean power is really the best return on investment. One other interesting thing that you might want to know about is, a lot of coal is currently being exported, and there's more demand for it. I think there's technology, though, to make it clean globally, too. So I think we can be the leaders here to do that. And actually, coal-fired power actually helps, developing nations be more self-sufficient, self-reliant. And there's lots of benefits to it, and there's technology available, like I said. I think we need to open our minds to other ways of thinking. I know that. And it might take, you know, changing the narrative a little bit and getting a grassroots effort, but I think we can do this not only on a local level but a global level.
Well, if anything, Brian, it sounds like it's not over. I mean, it sounds like there's still optimism for the future for Lincoln County and Southwest Wyoming and the impact coal and power production could have.
That's what we're doing. We're moving ahead and trying to be optimistic with what we got, the great assets we have here in Wyoming. So,
well, we appreciate your time, Brian. Anything we didn't touch on you wanted to mention today?
Yeah, actually, there's some other good news here. I'm glad you asked, because tonight there is a meeting at the Best Western in Kemmer with Exxon from 5 to 8 o'clock. They're looking for public comment. Exxon actually is also tapping into this carbon capture, utilization, and storage kind of concept and using it as a business opportunity. And they're expanding the Exxon plant there. We could have, looks like probably about 11, it may not sound like a lot, but 11 new permanent jobs at the Exxon plant, and also some additional construction jobs to help build this plant. But I think they're putting in $260 million into this project, and so they're looking for public comments tonight at the Best Western from 5 o'clock till 8 o'clock here in Kemmer.
Well, that's great news. Is this something that's still in the early stages? Do you have any idea what the timeline may be when this actually begins rolling out?
They actually have let's see. It looks like they have an average of 162 jobs for construction over 29 months, peaking at 388. trying to find a date here on this little form, but I think they're starting, hoping to start this this coming year on the project, just trying to get their permitting and all that in order. So I think it's going to be happening over the next 29 months.
Okay. And that's that meeting again tonight, 5 o'clock at the Best Western.
That's right.
All right, Brian, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right.
Have a great day.
You as well. Again, that's Brian Muir, Administrator for the City of Kemmer, joining us live this morning on the SVI Radio Network.